Unalaska Community Broadcasting has covered local news for the past 20 years, and to mark that anniversary, KUCB is spending every Thursday of 2019 looking back at our former reporters and sharing some of their stories. This month, we're focusing on Stephanie Joyce, who worked here between 2011 and 2013. Today, we're looking back at her story on Shell's chief executive's responses to questions about the January 2013 grounding of the Kulluk drill rig.
In his prepared presentation to shareholders, Shell's chief executive officer, Peter Voser, played down the company's many mishaps in Alaska last year.
Despite making some progress, we have run into problems in the last few months. Our rigs will need more work if they are going to be ready for the 2013 drilling season. One, the Noble Discoverer needs a series of upgrades, and the other, the Kulluk, ran aground in a heavy storm on New Year's Eve and has been damaged.
Voser reiterated that the company considers the Kulluk grounding a marine shipping incident, completely separate from its drilling operations in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. But he wouldn't elaborate on whether the grounding could impact drilling plans for this summer.
We need to wait for the investigations, which some external bodies are doing, but we also internally, assess the risks and the learnings, and then actually lay out our plans for the years to come.
Voser emphasized that the company is viewing the grounding as a learning opportunity.
I cannot say what the learning is at this stage, but let me also say, and I know this is always dangerous to say because it will generate the headlines, but I haven't seen in the world any business, not just the energy business, but all businesses, they have risks at the end of the day, and you need to manage those risks, and we do it as good as we can.
Following up on that statement, Tim Webb, the energy editor at The Times in London, asked Voser if Shell was moving the rig from Unalaska to Seattle in order to evade Alaska's oil and gas property tax.
Assuming you say that's true, I mean, because I think that came from Shell. Would you say that's an example of maybe Shell not managing risks correctly or making a poor decision in terms of managing the risk of Alaska?
In response, Voser denied that the decision to move the rig had anything to do with taxes, saying that the $5 to $6 million they would have had to pay is nothing in the grand scheme of things.
There was a statement made by a Shell person, but in a completely different context, in a completely different meeting. That was then taken out of that context. Someone made a story out of it. Just to be very clear on this one.
The original story was written by Dutch Harbor fisherman reporter Jim Pollen. In it, he quoted an email from Shell spokesperson Curtis Smith that was sent before the grounding. Pollen says he stands by his reporting.
I don't think Shell would be backing away from that comment had it not gone aground. I think they would have been sending lobbyists to Juneau to try to repeal that tax. And I think that was, in my opinion, the motivation for making that comment that it influenced their decision to move it.
If the company was moving the rig for tax purposes, the cost of the incident has definitely exceeded what they would have saved. Chief Financial Officer Simon Henry said they anticipate spending at least $90 million on the incident in the first quarter of 2013.
The $40 million I mentioned is the pure salvage cost to the salvage operators. The $50 million is everything else, Coast Guard, our own vessels, etc.
Henry added that those figures don't include the cost of repairing the rig. He said that information won't be available until there are more details about the extent of the damage. The only information the Unified Command has released is that the rig is in sufficiently stable condition to remain anchored in Kaluta Bay on the south side of Kodiak Island. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.
That was a 2013 report by Stephanie Joyce, the sixth reporter in the history of Unalaska Community Broadcasting. You can also hear Joyce's most recent work on WNYC's Nancy podcast, where she serves as an editor. Join us next Thursday, where we'll introduce UCB's seventh reporter, Lauren Rosenthal, as part of our year-long series celebrating the 20th anniversary of KUCB's newsroom.